Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord bless you. Thank you so much for listening to this teaching. We're going to learn about the doctrines of the last things or the eschatology together. And please listen to the previous teachings and the next teachings so that you can understand what the Bible says about the end time and about the life after death. Let us pray together. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that we can learn your word. And we want to understand the truth in the Bible, Lord. We ask your Holy Spirit to be our teacher and help us, Lord, to love you, to obey you, to live for you, and to walk with you faithfully, Lord. We thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I would like to talk about hell in this teaching. We will teach about hell a few times so that we understand about hell more. What is hell? Hell is a dwelling place of the unredeemed or of the unsaved or unborn again people. Hell is an actual place of the final punishment of the unredeemed or the unrighteous or those who reject the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the place of final punishment of all who died in their sins and unregenerate state. Hell is the actual place, as surely as heaven is the actual place. So let's look at scripture together. In this teaching, we're going to read many scriptures that mention about hell. Revelation chapter 20, verses 12 to 15. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. The book of life has the records of the believers or born-again Christians. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and the death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. The Bible talks about different levels of hells here. Dead and Hades are the temporary place of the unregenerated or unborn spirit. And this spirit will be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death or the final judgment. In this teaching, I will talk about death and Hades. But in the next teaching, I will talk about the eternal lake of fire. This is the second death, verse 15. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Matthew chapter 5, verse 22. 29 and 30. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever say to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Jesus talked about hell fire. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. The Lord Jesus talked about hell in the New Testament. Matthew 10:28, and do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 18:9, the Bible says, and if your eyes causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. It's so serious not to sin. We should repent of our sin and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ so that our name will be recorded in the book of life and we will not face the second death in the lake of fire or in hell. Matthew 23:15, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte. And when he is won, you make him twice as much as a son of hell as yourselves. God has a place of happiness or joy and life for the redeemed or for the born-again Christians who serve him. God also has a place of punishment for the rebellious, the unredeemed, the wicked, those who serve the devil and reject Jesus Christ. Jesus is the perfect, compassionate God. He spoke more of hell than all other Bible writers. No wonder he did, for he came to save men from hell. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. It's not God's will at all for any man to perish on earth and also perish in eternal hell. That's why Jesus warned mankind again and again about the seriousness of going to hell or the second death. Matthew 25:41, then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Actually, the everlasting or the eternal lake of fire was prepared for the devil and his angels. But those who follow the devil, serve him, and don't want to repent of their sin will go there as well. This is why I'm so thankful that somebody 40 years ago told me about the Bible, about the salvation through Jesus Christ. I'm so glad that I accepted Jesus Christ into my heart and I believe in him. And I know that I don't need to go to the everlasting fire because Jesus Christ paid the price for me. The scriptures speak of three divisions of underworld, or this so-called hell. In each one of them, find that division swallowed up in Gehenna, which is the final eternal lake of fire. In this teaching, we're going to look at these three kinds of hell here before the final hell, the eternal lake of fire. Next teaching, the next time, I will talk about Gehenna, which is the final hell or the second death or the eternal lake of fire. We're going to read scriptures and look at the Greek and the Hebrew language together. Let's look at the first hell here, the hell before the final hell. Sheol or Hades is recognized as being the place of departed spirits, the place of the dead, the abode of the dead, or the unseen state. Sheol is the Hebrew word, which is translated as hell, grave, and pit. Let's look at the Old Testament together that talk about Sheol. Deuteronomy 32:22. For a fire is kindled by my anger, and shall burn to the lowest hell. It shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. The word hell here in the book of Deuteronomy in the Hebrew language is Sheol. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 6. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. Psalm 18, 5. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. Job chapter 11, verse 8. They are higher than heaven. What can you do? Deeper than Sheol, what can you know? So there's a place deeper than Sheol. Sheol is underworld, abode of the spirit of the unsaved. Sheol is also one level of hell. Before the spirit of the unsaved goes to the eternal lake of fire, the spirit go to Sheol first. Job 26, verse 6. Sheol is naked before him, and destruction has no covering. Psalm 9, 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, Sheol, and all the nations that forget God. The wicked will go to Sheol. Sheol is hell where the unregenerated or unredeemed spirit go there before they face the final judgment or the great white throne, before they will go to the eternal lake of fire. I have never been there, so I don't know how it looked like. I just read the Bible. I'm sorry if you ask me, Pastor Lau, do you know how Sheol looked like? I don't know, and I don't plan to be there. But the Bible talk about it. The Bible mentions about Sheol or hell. Psalm 16:10. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. The Bible talks about Sheol here, the abode of the dead, or the place of the unregenerated mankind who denied to believe in God and in Jesus Christ. Psalm 55, verse 15, let death seize them. Let them go down alive into hell, Sheol. For wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. Wow, many scriptures talk about Sheol here in the Old Testament, the place where the wicked will go after they leave this world. The spirit leave the body and they go to Sheol. Psalm 86, verse 13. For great is your mercy toward me, and you have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. Proverbs 23, 14. You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell, Sheol. Let's look at another version in Proverbs 23, 14. You shall whip him with rods and deliver his life from Sheol, or Hades, the place of the dead, in Amplified Bible. The Amplified Bible explained that Sheol is Hades, the place of the dead. The believers, the born again Christians, will not go there after they die. The spirit will go to heaven. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 11. Hell and destruction are before the Lord. So how much more the hearts of the sons of men. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 20. Hell, Sheol, and destruction are never full. So the eyes of man are never satisfied. Amos chapter 9, verse 2. Though they dig into hell, Sheol, from there my hand shall take them. Though they climb up to heaven, from there I will bring them down. Many scriptures in the Old Testament talk about Sheol, or hell, or the grave, or the place of the unredeemed or unborn again spirit. Jonah 2:2. And he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction, And he answered me, out of the belly of Sheol, I cried, and you heard my voice. Isaiah 49 and 15. Hell from beneath is excited about you. To meet you at your coming, it stirs up the dead for you. All the chief ones of the earth, it has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depth of the pit. The Bible talks about Sheol, one level of hell. The Greek word for Sheol is the word Hades. This word Hades is translated into hell, grave, many times. I will read the New Testament for you that mentioned about Hades, Matthew 11:23. And you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. The Bible talks about Hades, which is Sheol in the Hebrew language, the place of punishment for the unredeemed. Matthew 16:18, and I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. The gates of hell, not the eternal lake of fire, hell, before the eternal lake of fire, shall not prevail against the church, cannot overcome the church. 1 Corinthians 15:55, O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? Hades cannot have victory over us anymore because we believe in the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We repent of our sin, we serve Him, and we walk with Him by faith and give our life to Him. This is the good news. We don't need to go to Sheol or Hades because we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 10, verse 15, and you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, will be brought down to Hades. Luke chapter 16, 23, and being in torments in Hades. Hades is a place of torments. He lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Hades is mentioned in the New Testament again and again by the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, 27 and 31. For you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. This scripture talks about the Lord Jesus Christ, that He would not be there in Hades. He, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of Christ, of the Christ, that His soul was not left in Hades, nor did His flesh see corruption. After Jesus Christ was crucified and died on the cross, His spirit went down to Hades to preach the gospel to the unregenerated soul there. But He was raised from the dead. His spirit joined His resurrected body, and He was lifted up to the third heaven. So Jesus Christ was not in the Hades. That's what the Bible says. Revelation 1:18, I am He who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. Jesus has the key of hell and death. Revelation chapter 6, verse 8. So I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was death, and Hades followed with him, and power was given to them over a fourth of the earth, to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. Revelation 20:13. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. and they will judge each one according to his works. After unbelievers died physically, the spirit will go down to Hades or Sheol. They will stay there until when the Lord Jesus Christ come back the second time and the day of the final judgment at the great white throne. Or this spirit will meet the Lord again. They will be judged, and eventually the unredeemed spirits of man shall be cast into the eternal lake of fire with the devil, demons, and fallen angels. So Hades is hell where the non-believer spirit stay there until the final judgment of the Lord at the great white throne. Revelation 20:14. Then death and Hades were thrown into the eternal lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. Verse 14, then death and the grave. You can see here that this scripture, this version, translate the word Hades into the grave, were thrown into the lake of fire. This lake of fire is the second death. The word Hades is translated into hell and into grave. 1 Corinthians 15:55, where, O death, is your victory? Where, death, is your sting? The word Hades in NIV is translated into death. Let's look at another translation, New King James Version. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The New King James Version called Hades, Hades. It's not translated into hell or grave or death, but Hades. Hades is a place for the spirits of the human being, the dead human being who reject to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and they reject to repent before the Lord. Eventually, these spirits of the unredeemed people will be cast into the lake of fire or the final hell. So Hades and Sheol are the place for the unredeemed spirits of man. Let's look at another word, the Greek word Tartarus. Tartarus is used once in the New Testament in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. And it is translated as hell. Along with the scripture Jude 6, it is considered a prison or jail specifically for sinning angelic spirit beings. This word is used as a jail or prison for the fallen angels. Look at 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. For if God spare not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell, that word, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, unto the final judgment, and they will be cast into the eternal lake of fire. Jude 6 says, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, these are fallen angels, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. When was the great day of judgment? The final day of judgment at the great white throne. That will happen in the future. This place that we call hell is a place of darkness where these fallen angels are reserved and held until the time when angels are to be judged at the great white throne. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3. Do you not know that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? This Greek word is another kind of hell for the fallen angel. They will be put into this place before they will face the final judgment at the great white throne. And after that, Satan, fallen angel, demons, and the spirit of those who reject Jesus Christ will be thrown into the eternal lake of fire. Let's look at another word in the Greek language that is translated into hell, or the bottomless pit. That word is abyss, A-B-Y-S-S. Revelation chapter 9, verses 1 to 3. Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fallen from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit, or abyss. And he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. Then out of the smoke, locusts came upon the earth, and to them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. The Bible talks about abyss here, the bottomless pit, another kind of hell. Revelation 11:7. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascend out of the bottomless pit or abyss shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. Revelation 17:8. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, abyss, and go into perdition or destruction, and they that dwell on the earth shall wander, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. The Bible talks about abyss, the bottomless pit in the book of Revelation. Let's look at Revelation chapter 20, verse 1. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. So this angel came and put the chain into the hand of the devil. The devil was at the bottomless pit. Revelation 23. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him, and he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. After the Lord Jesus Christ comes back the second time, Satan, the fallen angels, will be chained and cast into abyss or the bottomless pit. They will stay there for a season, and they will come out after the 1,000 years reigning on earth of the Lord Jesus Christ. So abyss or the bottomless pit is a temporary place like Sheol, Tartarus, or Hades. The final hell that we're going to talk in the next lesson is the eternal lake of fire. Next time, I'm going to talk about the eternal lake of fire in detail. The Greek word for the bottomless pit is abyssos, or abyss in English, which means bottomless pit, deep, bottomless, the immeasurable depth, a very deep gulf or chasm in the lowest part of the earth. This word is used as a place of the dead, and especially as the abode of fallen angels, Satan, and demons. Revelation 9:11, and they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue has its name Apollyon. abandoned is the Hebrew word which is translated destruction, ruin, and the place of destruction. This word is the name of the angel or the prince of infernal regions, the minister of death, and the author of havoc on the earth. This angel is the angel of death. Job 26 verse 6, Sheol is naked before him, and destruction, Abaddon, has no covering. The Bible talks about Abaddon, which means destruction. Job 28:22, destruction, Abaddon, and death say, we have heard a report about it with our ears. Abaddon is the angel of death. Job 31:12, for that would be a fire that consumes to destruction and would root out of my increase. Destruction here is Abaddon in Hebrew language. Psalm 88 verse 11, shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in the place of destruction? Abaddon, the place of destruction, is a form of hell, the place of destruction. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 20, hell and destruction, Abaddon, are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. Proverbs 15:11, hell and destruction, Sheol and Abaddon are before the Lord, so how much more the hearts of the son of men. Abaddon is the Hebrew language for the place of destruction or hell. Apollyon is the Greek word, and it is translated destruction in the New Testament. I will read all these New Testament verses for you. Matthew 7:13, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to Apollyon, destruction. Apollyon in the Greek language. And there are many who go in by it. Apollyon means destruction, perdition, waste, damnation, died or death, the destruction which consists of eternal misery in hell. Romans chapter 9:22, what if God, wanting to show his wrath and to make his power known, endure with much long suffering the vessel of wrath prepared for Apollyon, destruction, for destruction, which means hell. Philippians chapter 3 verse 19, whose end is destruction, Apollyon, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 1, but there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who brought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. Destruction, Apollyon, a form of hell. 2 Peter 3:16, and also in his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand. Peter talked about Paul here, that Paul wrote the epistle as well, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, Apollyon, as they do also the rest of the scripture. So some people rejected the writing of Paul or the epistle of Paul, and they twisted the truth, and their destiny is destruction or Apollyon or hell. They're going to go to hell. Revelation chapter 9 verse 11, and they had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon. this angel, the angel of death, the angel of the bottomless pit. The name in Hebrew is Abaddon, which means destruction. And in Greek, Apollyon. So this scripture talks about hell, the fallen angel in hell, in the bottomless pit. And the Bible describes the bottomless pit or abyss as the place of destruction, Abaddon and Apollyon. The word abyss, or in the Greek language, abusov, is also used in Luke chapter 8, verse 31, and Romans chapter 10, verse 7. It's translated as deep, D-E-E-P, abyss, the bottomless pit, or deep. Luke 8, 31, and they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. The deep is abyss, the bottomless pit. These demons know that Jesus can send them to the deep. But Jesus did not do it. Jesus never sent any demon into the deep, the abyss, while he was walking on earth 2,000 plus years ago. Romans chapter 10, verse 7. Oh, who shall descend into the deep abyss that is to bring up Christ again from the dead? We learn the Hebrew and the Greek language that indicate hell. But this level of hell is before the eternal lake of fire. The word Sheol or Hades is the place of the spirit of the unredeemed. Tartarus is the jail for the fallen angel and demon before the great white throne judgment. And also abyss, the bottomless pit or the deep. All these words indicate the underworld or spirit world, which is a prison or jail for different created beings who have sold themselves out to evil and rebel against the Almighty God. Just as the government places accused criminals and offenders in different cells according to their crimes, each awaiting their sentence and final judgment of their case at the court. So God has various jails in which he locks up prisoners until the great white throne judgment. These prisoners include Satan, fallen angels, demons, and the spirit of the unsaved. All these spirits will be tried and sentenced eternally to the final hell, Gehenna, which we're going to learn the next time, the second death or the eternal lake of fire, Gehenna. We're going to learn in detail next time. So in this teaching, we learn about three places of hell. Tartarus is the jail where the fallen angels and demons will be kept there before the final judgment. We also learn about abyss, the bottomless pit. And we learn about Sheol and Hades, the place of the dead. So next time we're going to learn about the eternal lake of fire. Thank you so much for spending time with me. I know that I read many scriptures here. I don't have any detailed description here. We're going to learn later on how hell looks like in the Bible after we learn about Gehenna. So give me some time. I just want to show you different Greek and Hebrew words in the Bible that were translated as hell. So please come back and learn more about hell in the next few sessions. Why don't we pray together that we are really born again and we will not go to hell? Let's pray. Father, I admit, Lord, I am a sinner. I want to go to heaven, Lord. Please forgive me of my sin. Lord Jesus is my Savior and my Lord. Forgive me, Lord. I will follow you, obey you, and serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. And I want my name to be recorded in the book of life. And I believe you want to have your name in the book of life as well. God bless you. Thank you so much. May the Lord really show you His ways, bless you, and use you to be the blessing to the nations. Many souls shall be saved through your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
You, Lord.